From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in San Francisco, Bay Area, and Marin County. I'll chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, musicians, and some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So, let's get right to it. A few years ago, I was cast in a play with a pretty young Marin actress who was fresh out of the acting program at Brown University. She was a little shy, but everybody loved her performance and predicted big things for her. Well, what a difference a day made. Since then, she married her leading man from that show, the actor and artist Matthew Purdon. She got her MFA in acting from American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco. She's appeared on stage to marvelous reviews in a number of different roles, most recently as Lady Macbeth for Mortal Folly Theater Company in New York, where she and Matthew now live. She's co-starred with Golden Globe winner Stacey Keach in the psychological film thriller Imbued, and she's currently back in Marin, starring as Maria in Marin Theatre Company's production of Chekhov's The Seagull. Please welcome to the Radio Sausalito studio one of this country's most beautiful, sexy, and exciting young actresses, Miss Liz Sklar. Hi, Liz.
Hi, thank you so much for a wonderful introduction.
You're quite welcome. Let's talk first about The Seagull. And the reason that I mentioned sexy in my introduction was that one local theater critic actually praised your performance, but then he grumbled that you were too glamorous for the role. So tell me about the role, and also, how does it feel to be a theater sex symbol?
Well, first of all, what we were really looking for in creating Masha or Maria in The Seagull was that we didn't want her to be the sort of stereotype that you constantly see of a dorky, childlike girl who is mostly a dish rag to the main character, Constantine. We wanted to make sure that she was somebody who was a serious possibility, a serious love interest, that she was sexy and interesting enough for a famous writer to be completely obsessed and absorbed by her, to be writing about her at this lake. So something that we were really going for was making sure that she was exciting and interesting, and that the only reason that this man wasn't interested in her was because he was interested in somebody else and something else, which is a theme that happens throughout the play, that people are interested in the thing that's not right in front of their face. They're interested in something so far away, but if they could just look in front of them, they would have something amazing. So that's what we were going for. How it feels to be a sex symbol in theater, I have no idea.
Well, you did something amazing with the role. That was great. Did I mispronounce the character's name?
No, it's pronounced Maria or Masha. She has several names.
They call you Masha in the show, I guess. Huh?
Some people call me Mashenka. Some people call me Maria. The problem with Russian theater is that there are so many names for each individual character, depending on who's speaking to them or how they're being addressed or what people want to say to them. So.
Right. Well, that's why I didn't go with the surname of that character.
Ilyinichna. Yes, not the most simple thing to say.
You were born and raised and educated in Marin, right?
Yes, I was. I grew up actually in Lucas Valley with my family and went to St. Mark's School when I was young, and then I went to Branson for high school. So actually, it's great to be back here. And one of the first theater things I did other than just at school was at the Marin Theater Company, actually, in a summer program. We did a production of The Adaptation with the techniques from Martha Graham and City Company Viewpoints. So we got to do a little bit of that.
It's a great company. I love their work.
Yes, they're wonderful. I actually had the opportunity to work with them in New York as well. I've done two training programs with them, doing Suzuki and Viewpoints. So that's been really exciting.
If you're just joining us, my guest in studio today is the actress Liz Sklar. Was the film role in Imbued with Stacey Keach a good experience for you? And are you looking for more film roles? Is that film something that you want to pursue?
Absolutely. I sort of fell into that role through many different coincidences of meeting people. I met a filmmaker called Rob Nilsson. He's a Bay Area native as well. He grew up in Marin County and now lives in Berkeley. And he has made some beautiful, beautiful films. And on an off chance, I got called in for a role in one of his films that he was doing with SFSD, the Digital Film School. I think that's the acronym for it. And anyway, so I did that film with him, and we had a blast, and he proposed the second film to me called Imbued, about a high-class call girl who ends up meeting the wrong man and becomes imbued with him. They teach each other about each other and their lives and come out the other side with a deeper sense of themselves. And it started off with actually a different actor who was supposed to play the role. And as we got closer and closer to the date, he fell out of the project. He wrote it, but he was not able to be there for the filming. And luckily enough, Rob found Stacey Keach. And the work that we did together was completely inspiring. Rob and Stacey were just amazing partners to be working with. And the depths that we found in the project were quite inspiring. So the more film I can do like that, the better. But of course, I'm looking for ways to expand my craft and find new things that I can do with the work that I've already created.
Well, this question might lead into that. Tell me about why you guys decided to move to New York and what it's been like there for you.
Well, it was a really exciting decision. My husband and I were just about to get married, and I was graduating from ACT. And I'd had some interest from an agent in New York after our showcase that we do. At the end of your 3 years of grad school, you do a production for agents and producers and managers to sort of bring you out into the world and give you a slingshot kind of feeling. And I was invited to join an agency called Dulcina Eisen Associates in New York City. And my husband and I were both really interested in starting something new together, beginning a new journey together. And both of us had always thought, wouldn't it be amazing to live in New York, the cultural capital of the U.S. and possibly the world? And so we decided that we would go for it and just take this adventure, our lives together as young people, and see what happened. And it's been really wonderful. I've had the opportunity to audition for some amazing projects on Broadway, off Broadway, and then other small projects that I've done with really creative, aspiring young actors and directors in New York. So it's been really cool working in those little theaters in, you know, NoHo. And so it's just been a lot of fun to be expanding my net.
Well, from what I hear, it's not going to be long before you get one of those roles on Broadway.
I'm working on it.
And on a more personal note, I know that both you and your husband, Matthew, are, how should I put this, foodies. And he's also a winemaker. Is there a decent Brooklyn varietal?
There's no decent Brooklyn varietal, sadly, but we have managed to find a place where we can make wine in New York, actually on Long Island. So we've been making wine there. We couldn't get away from it. It's been wonderful. But the food culture in Brooklyn is extraordinary. We've really been able to find such a wonderful home. We thought for sure we'd be aching to come back just to get some good food, but Brooklyn has created a really amazing food culture, all about do-it-yourself kind of stuff. I've started canning things and making butter, thanks to the do-it-yourself feeling that lives in Brooklyn, New York. So,
famous actress makes butter.
Yes, right. Exactly. We were even considering for a moment to start a butter business called Brooklyn Butter. So if anybody wants to look into that with us, let us know.
I like the name. You go out to eat a lot? There's some good restaurants there?
Absolutely. We live actually in Greenpoint, and there are some amazing restaurants. One of our favorites is called Five Leaves.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you to plug one for our Brooklyn listeners.
Absolutely. Five Leaves. It's delicious. They're brunch. We go there all the time. They're constantly changing their menu, have amazing Bloody Marys. We went one time, and we were just going to get one Bloody Mary and share it, but that only lasted for about 2 seconds when I took the Bloody Mary and put it in front of my seat and ask Matthew to order another one. But they also have this amazing burger with an egg on top of it and grilled pineapple. It's so good. Delicious.
If I'm not mistaken, Liz, Bay Area audiences are going to have the pleasure of seeing you on stage again later in the year. What's up next in your career?
Well, the next thing that I'm doing, actually, is another playback out in the Bay Area with Shotgun Players. I'm doing a production of A Care of Trees, which is a new play, and it's really, really exciting. It's about a woman and a man, there's just a two-hander, who the woman becomes a tree. And it's all about these two people trying to deal with separation in their relationship and the journey of a relationship through loss and separation and also coming back together. So it's a really exciting project and is going to be something that challenges me physically, emotionally, and I think it's going to be really exciting if we can pull it off. It's really a beautiful piece of work, and Susanna Martin will be directing, and Patrick Russell, who is one of my classmates and one of my favorite people to work with, is also going to be in the play with me. So that will be coming up in May and June of this year.
Excellent. Well, Liz, thanks so much for coming in today. Continued success in your career.
Thank you so much. It was great to see you again.
That's Liz Sklar, everybody. Thanks, Liz. Thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So until next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.